attorney, Zebner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Howdy, friends. Dick Huddleston talking. Well, sir, when Cedric got things a little mixed up and washed all the labels off the canned goods at the Jot 'em Down store, Lum came up with the idea of putting on a grab bag sale. The customers could guess what was in the unlabeled can, and if he guessed right, he got it free. If wrong, it cost him 2 bits. Well, this worked real good until Grandpappy Spears started guessing. He gets it right every time. And nobody can figure out how he does it. You ought to see him over there right now, toting off a whole armload of free canned goods.
Well, come here and open the door for me, Abner. Can't you see my arms is full?
All right, just a second.
The service you get around this place is something terrible.
Just hash up and I'll get the door open for you.
I don't know where I can carry all this junk home or not. Maybe you ought to deliver it, Abner.
I told you once I ain't delivering nothing to you, Grandpappy Spears. There, the door's open. Now go on home. And if you don't never come back, it's still too quick for me.
That's a fine way to talk to a customer.
You ain't no customer, you're a robber. Get out of here.
Granny's Abner, I don't think you ought to talk to him that way.
Well, Lum, you seen what he done, didn't you? Walked out of here with a whole armful of canned goods that he never paid one nickel for.
Yeah, of course he was just going by the rules we set up for this grab bag sale of ours. I still don't see how he done it, though. He guessed right every single time.
That's what I mean. He's taking advantages of us. The varmint. I'm going to lock the door the next time I see him coming.
No, you can't do that, Abner. Besides, I don't see there's so much to worry about. Luck like that can't hold out very long, no way.
Luck? That ain't luck. He can do it every single time. He never misses. He's magic or something, I know he is.
Magic?
Yes, sir.
Oh, fiddlestick.
Well, Lum, he is.
Why, that's silly. All it could possibly be is luck.
Why, wait just a minute. Just let me tell you what happened the last time he's in here. Been aiming on telling you, but we've been so dad blamed busy this morning, I ain't had a chance.
Well, tell it. What is it?
Well, sir, it's just this. After you left for the county seat, Grandpap got to bragging on himself how he could guess what was in any can in the store. So I just called him on it, and I dog as he done it.
He did, huh?
Yes, sir. Later on, he come back with a grocery order that Charity his woman had give to him, and he guessed all the canned goods on that order just exactly right. So that order never cost him hardly nothing.
Well, I do know. I never knowed that.
Well, he done it. If that weren't enough, why, he come back a little later with Charlie Redfield and guessed a whole batch of more stuff for him, just showing off in front of Charlie's what he's doing. And all the time it was costing us money. Just burnt me up.
Do you mean he actually done that?
Yes, sir. He done it.
Well, I'll swan to goodness.
Well, you seen him in here just now.
Yeah, I just don't understand it.
I tell you, Lum, he's magics. That's the only thing I can see. He don't shake the can or nothing. Just stands there and points to something and says, string beans. My dog is just string beans.
Granny, that's peculiar.
He's magic. Either that or he's got them X-ray eyes.
X-ray eyes?
Yes, sir. You know them that sees through stuff?
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think he's got
them. No, his eyes is all right.
Of course, yeah. If only one thing, he don't see fur. He can't hardly see from one side of the store to the other.
Granny's, he can see fur enough to tell what's in them cans, though.
That's what I say, Lum. He could do it blind, I believe.
Well, I reckon we better try and unencourage him from coming in here some way. He's liable to bankrupt us if we ain't careful.
Why, sure. He's bought more stuff now than he can ever use. Fact is, he might be aiming on starting up a store of his own so he can go into competitions with us. And he could undersell us, too, because he's getting all of his stock for nothing.
Well, we'll try to keep him out of here much as we can. But this is still the greatest one idea we ever had, Abner. I'm convinced of that.
Yeah. We're making money all right. Well, except when Grandpap comes in.
Yeah. We're going to make even more money, though. Wait till I tell you how I come out at the wholesale house.
Yeah, I've been aiming to ask you as quick as we got a lull here. Sort of expected to hear from you last night.
Well, I started to call you, but it was pretty late when I got back to town. Oh, I didn't get home till nearly 9 o'clock, and I knowed you'd be in bed sound asleep.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we ain't got nobody sick to place. Was you able to buy some of that damaged stock in there?
Was I? Wait till it gets here. They had a back room there just full of junk.
Huh.
Tickled to death to get shut of it.
Well.
Yeah, throwed some of it in for nothing, even.
Well, good for them. Us.
Yeah, nothing wrong with the stuff inside the cans, you know. Just some of the cans dented and labels half tore off, stuff like that.
Yeah.
They had one case of canned milk there that the labels are half coming off from, and the man said he could paste them back on for us. You ought to saw the look on his face whenever I told him we didn't want the labels on them at all.
Well?
He said, well, you won't be able to tell what's in them. And I said, well, we don't want to know. And he looked at me like he thought I was touching the head, just short of the world.
I wish I could have saw it. I just wished I could have been there.
He started to ask me a lot of questions, but I wouldn't tell him nothing. I was feared they'd see what a good idea we got and start using it themselves.
Why, sure, we don't want this idea to get out.
Oh, yeah, it's too good a thing. I was just thinking on my way back, Abner, we might start a whole chain of grab bag stores.
Chain?
Yeah, branch out and have them all over the country, you know. Be the grab bag kings of America.
Yeah. Well, sir, that's something I've always wanted to be. A king of some kind.
Well, stick with me and you'll be one.
When is the new merchant dies going to get here, Long?
Oh, tomorrow, the next day. I told him we needed it just quick as we could get it.
Yeah, well, we do. At the rate Grandpa's been hauling it out of here, we do. Is there many big cans in that new stuff you ordered?
Big cans?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't recollect now. Why?
Well, I just noticed that them are the ones that's going the fastest.
They are.
Yeah. Well, see, as long as we got a flat 25-cent rate on all of them, why, folks are picking out the biggest ones because they get more for their money that way.
Granny, that's right, ain't it? I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, they're doing it.
Maybe we better change them rules a little. Put different prices on them. Might could do, say, 25 cents for the small cans and 35 cents for the middle-sized cans and 50 cents for the big ones.
Yeah, well, that sounds better. Yes, sir.
Yeah, a lot of them will still try for the big ones, figuring there's a chance to get them free, you know. I'll get busy and print up a new sign for us.
Yeah, make a new sign. If you don't, well, folks, oh, my goodness sakes, they lie.
What's the matter?
Look out there in front. He's coming back again.
Who? Oh, Grandpap, you mean.
Yeah, look there. This time he's got a wheelbarrow with him.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs a fight.
That doggies, he must sure enough be aiming on starting up a store of his own. Look there, he even got some sideboards built up there on a wheelbar so he can tote more with it.
Yeah, howdy, howdy, howdy.
Now, listen here, Grandpap. I told you not to come back here.
Yeah, nice day, ain't it, Abner? I'll take that can right there. It's pork and beans.
Now, just a second, Grandpap.
A customer has spoke to you, Mr. Peabody. I'll take that can right there. Open it up and see if I'm right.
I ain't gonna do it.
You've got to. I'm a public citizen and I know my rights. Hurry up now.
Why have you got that wheelbarrow out there?
What business is that of yours?
I want to know what you're aiming on doing with it.
Abner, a man's got a perfect right to push a wheelbarrow down the street if he wants to. Do you know of any law against it? You don't have to have no license or nothing.
Well, no.
All right. Pork and beans, that's my guess.
Now, listen, Grandpap. You know dad blame well you've carted away more stuff from here already than you can use in a million years.
Yeah, I'm feared we're going to have to ask you not to buy nothing more for a while, Grandpap.
We ain't asking you, we're telling you.
Well, now, hold on. You advertised this grab bag sale, and all I'm doing is just following the rules of it.
You're bankrupting us, that's what you're doing.
I don't care what I'm doing, and that's your lookout, not mine. I never started the sale. I'll take that can right there, pork and beans.
Now, just wait a minute. I want to tell you that the prices have been changed. That can there is 35 cents now.
I don't care. Just as long as I get it for nothing, I'll guess it right. Yeah, put it up to $20 if you want to. My guess is pork and beans. Hurry up and open it up, see if I'm right. I'm getting bored around here.
Listen, Grandpap, if we let you have any more stuff, there won't be enough left for the other folks.
That's right, Grandpap. We don't want to see no one feller hoarding food.
Of course not.
I'll give them all the chances they want. You fellas set up some rules now, and you ain't willing to stick by them yourselves. That's the trouble.
Not with you, we ain't, because you're cheating.
Cheating?
Yes, sir. Well, I don't know how you're doing it, but I dog as you must be. You ain't smart enough to do it no other way.
Why, Jiminy, no little sawed-off varmin can talk to me that way.
Oh, can I?
No, sir.
Huh?
You went too far with me. I'm going to stand right here and guess every single can you got on your shelves. I'm going to tote it out of here for nothing. I ain't going to leave a single can in this whole spavin-legged store.
I dog his Grandpap, now you can't do that.
Can you think of a way to stop me?
Well, can I, Lum?
Why, sure we can.
Why, sure I can.
I'd like to know what it is.
I'd like to know what it is. What is it, Lum?
It's an injunction.
Yes, sir, it's a... Huh?
Long as I'm justice of the peace, I'll just get out an injunction again you, Grandpap, restraining you from entering our premises.
Yes, sir, premises.
You know, this is still private property here, and we've got our rights.
Yes, sir, we got our rights.
All right, go ahead and get out your pigeon-toed injunction.
We're going to.
I'll get even with you. I'll run you out of business.
How are you going to run us out of business?
Hey, you jumped on the wrong feller this time, fellers. I know a way to bankrupt the Jot 'em Down store, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.